This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our thanks again to Sam Levitt, who just joined us in our last segment. Again, he'll have our EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 5:38. Very specific today. Padres and Angels coming up. Sammy posting good stuff on Twitter this hour, too. So we know the Padres hit better on the road versus home by quite a wide margin. I didn't realize, though, their 295 batting average on the road is 31 points higher than the next highest team. The New York Mets, who hit 264 on the road, and then the Dodgers at 262. The Padres are in a completely different class in Major League Baseball when it comes to offense on the road. But then at home, they're hitting 224 near the absolute bottom of the barrel.
I could be wrong here. I need to go look it up. I hate just going off half-cocked on the radio, but I'm going to. Won't be my first time or last. The ball has actually been
Yes.
flying out of Petco Park.
More than anywhere else. It has the most home runs given up in baseball this year. More than like Coors Field, I think.
That's nauseating.
But they're all they're going for the opposing team. It doesn't make any sense. Now, if you have big home run, like you expect the Rockies to hit way better at home than the road. Or you expect like the Tigers maybe to hit better on the road because Comerica Park is not a good hitter's ballpark. And the Padres usually fall under that category. Petco, especially early in the season, not a great hitter's park. The marine layer, the cooler weather, ball doesn't fly. You got a lot of warning track flyouts, so you probably hit better on the road early in the season. But that's not been the case this year. Petco Park has been a good hitter's park for other teams, just not the Padres. And then they go on the road, and it's completely flipped. It's totally different. It defies any logical explanation. What the Padres are doing. It really does.
I'm honestly just sitting here shaking my head because I can't wrap my head around it. Petco Park is jamming. You know, people are there. They're ready. They're loud. They're excited to be there. It's full. And I don't know what it is. It's probably the tough San Diego media. They like getting away from us, play better on the road because we're so tough.
You can throw out theories that match the facts. Padres played really well in 2020 in front of
no one.
Padres did not play well in 2023 in front of record crowds.
Yep.
Do they have a bunch of players who just feel like a lot of pressure to perform in front of their home fans and they don't?
There's no way.
They can't do it. And then they take the pressure off by going somewhere else and they play better? I mean, it fits the facts. It doesn't really make any sense.
No.
There's nothing about, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. that makes you think he doesn't thrive in front of a great,
of course,
energetic audience.
Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., all
historically,
these guys.
They've always been fine at home. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
I hate it. I like things to make sense, and that doesn't make sense at all. There's no good logical reasoning for it. And anyone that thinks that they have the answer, I can't call you wrong. All theories are open at this point. But I don't even really have a hypothesis for it. I don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Last year was the batter's eye.
Yes.
So they changed that.
The batter's eye.
Doesn't seem to be making any difference for the Padres.
Sure it does for the other team.
Go back to the old batter.
Look at this batter's
eye. Bring back
eye.
All the fake ivy. At least that maybe that was hurting the other teams as much as it was the Padres.
I swear to God, we should start a rally of wearing the other team's jerseys when we go to watch them and just root for the Padres, but wear, you know, the Diamondbacks jersey and make them feel like they're playing at Chase Field or whatever. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
All right, we'll get back to Padres talk in a moment, but first, put him on the spot. It is time for Adam to fill in with today's Klug Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the
Klug Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the
Klug
Report. Right. Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
Let's start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed. It's the
Klug
Report on 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
I always forget how funny that
is. That's my favorite.
I don't know why it's sped up.
Paulie did it.
Because it's
well, obviously.
Because it's Adam.
Funny. Yeah. What do you got, Adam?
Go ahead, bud.
Hi, guys.
Let's go. This is you're up.
It is good to be Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Sure is.
On this beautiful day. Viking star receiver Justin Jefferson has agreed to a four-year, $140 million contract extension with the Minnesota Vikings. $110 million guaranteed. He is the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history now.
Well, who's his quarterback
that's
again?
That's the question, isn't it?
Who's his quarterback?
Two quarterbacks. they acquired in the offseason Sam Darnold.
Oh.
From the Niners to be the bridge quarterback to newly drafted J.J. McCarthy, who they took in the first round.
Okay.
I'm not surprised they had to give him a lot of money, because if I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm going, I don't know if either of these guys are any good. So if you want me to stay, you're going to have to pay me, because I'm not going to take the blame if these guys aren't any good. You had at least a quality, established guy in Kirk Cousins. Now you're going with a very much unknown in J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he said 4 years, 140, but 110 guaranteed.
Correct.
Yeah. That's a lot
of speculation over the last 12 months or so about whether or not they would trade him, you know, and whether or not they'd be able to sign him. He is signed.
I mean, putting J.J. McCarthy around some good talent,
yeah,
kind of, you know, the Brock Purdy mold, you know, put him in a good situation. He was around a lot of talent at Michigan as well. He played well when he was surrounded. He may not be the most dynamic-looking quarterback, but I think the Vikings are gambling that if we put you in a good situation...
You don't think he's attractive?
You will make...
He's an attractive guy.
You will make enough good decisions that we can win games right away. See if they're correct. I know Jim Harbaugh agrees with that.
Vikings play here on 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Big Vikings station.
It's huge.
You guys saw the controversy in the WNBA over the weekend with Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes, you guys. What's the name of her team? It's the,
so they're the Fever.
Fever. Are they the San Diego Padres of the WNBA?
They were a really bad team last year. That's why they got the first pick.
The fact that they just let their superstar get thrown to the ground at every turn and just go, sucks.
She's taken a few shots already, I think, through 11 games now? But none worse than the one on Saturday night against the Chicago Sky, was it, Adam? And Kennedy Carter.
That's correct. So it was the Sky and the Fever, and it was in the third quarter after an inbounds play. Apparently, Caitlin Clark and Kennedy Carter had been yapping back and forth all game long. And here we go. We'll show it on the YouTube feed. In the third quarter, after a made bucket, the inbounds pass, and got into a little kerfuffle.
She has been terrific. Doubled off to Carter. Her jumper is good. Kennedy Carter now with 12 points off the bench.
Just a hip check, man.
And Clark.
Ooh. So it's completely unnecessary and uncalled for.
Correct.
You just made a basket. What you're supposed to do is run down the court and play defense. But instead, she goes the other way to deliver an unwarranted hip check on Caitlin Clark. And if you see the replays, you can see what she said.
What'd she say?
The B word.
What's the B word?
Bitch. Like she intended for it to send a message to Caitlin Clark.
She's being targeted by other players.
Yes.
And she's got a target on her back.
And there's a lot of speculation that number of the players in the WNBA are jealous of the attention.
Even though there's way more eyes on their sport
the
because
fame.
Of her.
And there's the counter argument is that you should be appreciative of what Caitlin Clark has just brought to you.
Yeah, I agree. Like you should
and your sport.
You should definitely play her tough. Like you should play everybody, but you can't cheap shot her for no reason.
So the play wasn't reviewed. It was called an away from the ball common foul. And then after the game, the WNBA ended up assessing a flagrant one,
but not a suspension.
Correct. Not at least not yet.
And so you haven't seen a lot of the teammates standing up for Caitlin Clark. Maybe they don't like her either. I don't know. Is she not likable on a personal level?
Does it remind you
enjoy
of what?
I enjoy watching her play. She was, by the way, terrible. Last night they had to play again on the road against the Liberty. 3 points.
Ben never sticks up for me, though, Adam. Ever. So I feel like maybe I'm the Caitlin Clark and you're the other people.
You would rather do this show with Tommy Pham.
All day. You think anybody would ever run their mouth to me if Tommy Pham was my co-host? Anyone.
It's Pham and Woods.
I'm all in. I am all in. I would leave you for Tommy Pham. I would. Man, now I was, you know, and Caitlin said after the game, yeah, that's
I'm
not,
proud
that's,
of myself.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of myself.
That's not a play. And it wasn't. It was not.
No.
And then the girl that hit her goes, I'm not answering any Caitlin Clark questions. It was like, look, I hate to say it. It's ultimately a really good thing.
Is it a Caitlin Clark question? We ask you, why did you go out of your way to hip check one of the players on the other team?
I'm not
Is
answering,
that a Caitlin Clark question?
I'm not
question?
Answering any Caitlin Clark questions. I just told you. I don't watch the NBA.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
This has got me more likely to tune in because it's kind of good. It's eyeballs, right? And I don't want it at her expense, obviously, but this is, it's got everybody in the nation talking about.
What's the goal? Maybe, hey, if they're rough enough on her, maybe they can just take all of her confidence away and turn her into a not very good pro player. That's not going to be good for the league. I mean, they just got 3 points yesterday. She was 1 for 10 from the field. It's starting to take a toll. Now, she's played a ton of games, like 11 games in 3 weeks, back-to-back on the road. She's going to have some struggles as a rookie
of course.
In the league at some point. If she doesn't, though, eventually become the biggest star, like the MVP of the league, and people are going to go like, I guess there's no reason to watch anymore. So I don't know if you're... If you're making the best strategy of making a target of her so early in her career.
But if you're the other team, I mean, I understand, like, you play for the Shield too, right? But you also, like, there's something to be said for, like, roughing up the new hot, you know, person in the league. Like, there's the playing them tough. And again, not cheap shots or anything like that, but, like, playing them tough, you want to shut her down. You want to. You want to shut her down every single time. But I think ultimately, you know, people talking about the league.
Yeah, put your best defender on her.
Yeah.
Make life tough on her. Go out of your way
Sought out and took shots at Tim Tebow when he, you know, made it to the NFL.
Of course.
And then there was Tebow when they sacked him. And there's a lot of examples.
I mean,
a lot of people were mad at Tiger Woods, right? And look how much attention he brought to golf when he first
got
there.
Bro, there's an interview. Who's that interview with? He does an interview when he was like a rookie, Tiger Woods. And it was with another player. And he asked him, like, do you think you'll be there and at the end of this tournament? And he's like, yeah, I think I'll win it. And he's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a kid. Everyone was gunning for that dude. Everyone. They hated him. They wanted
Not the famous Fuzzy Zeller
no,
interview,
it wasn't,
right?
No, not okay. that one. Like, it was like, I can't remember. It was amazing, though. But, yeah, if you're getting all the pub, everyone's coming for you.
I may have just made the biggest mistake of my career.
By saying,
suggesting Pham and Woods. Everyone now wants to hear that.
Yeah.
Carlos says 97.3 the Pham.
Oh.
It's just as soon as he retires, Adam's going to hire him to replace me.
I will leave you at the altar for Pham and Woods.
Oh, my God. It would be so electric.
So electric.
Can I have a place on the show? Maybe.
He would.
Pham and Woods featuring Ben.
Featuring
or
Ben.
Like that.
And then, but you'd be the one he would just pummel.
Oh, of course.
Like he would
you'd
murder.
Love that, though.
Oh, I would love it. Make me look like the good guy. You got any more?
Yeah, we got a little PSA, some local news going on here. I assume you guys saw this, what happened at Del Mar Beach.
Yes.
There was a 46-year-old swimmer who suffered significant injuries, bitten by what they believe is a great white shark in the torso, the arm, and the hand. Group of swimmers who apparently meet, this is around 17th Street. They were swimming 100 yards off the shore, and they meet there every week. It was overcast weather.
Mm-hmm.
The water wasn't really clear.
A little murky.
Got bit by a great white shark. Significant injuries, but I don't believe lost any limbs. And just, again, the PSA part is there are closures that will stretch from 6th Street to North Beach, and they're going to be in effect all the way until tomorrow morning.
I never totally... I mean, that's... It's. I mean, it's done now. It bit somebody. You don't know that it stayed there. It could be in Coronado now. It could be anywhere.
There's a reason they
do it. Doesn't necessarily just sit there in Del Mar. You can't see it under the water.
There's a reason they do it, though. I'm sure of it.
Eye wash.
No.
Because you have to look like you're doing something, but you can't really. You don't know where the shark is.
Don't you think... Logic would tell you that that's now the safest beach because
it's moving on somewhere else, right? Don't they migrate up and down?
JJO in the chat says Tommy Pham already looking to fight the shark.
Yeah. Sharks are terrified of Tommy Pham. Terrified.
I try not to think about it if I do go in the ocean.
When in the F do you go in the ocean?
I grew up here. I went in the ocean a lot.
When was the last time you set foot in the Pacific?
Probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We do a beach party every summer, occasionally.
And you got in the water?
Yes.
Up to your...
Maybe like 3 years ago. Well, just like knees, like not going deep in.
Shark gets a look at those calves, though.
Meaty.
To feed that dude and his family for a month. I would never go in the water if I were you. Ever. So what? You don't... you don't think about it?
I try not to.
I think about it every time I step foot in the ocean.
Stingrays more. Do the shuffle as you're walking
it's the
in.
Worst, bro.
Do not want to step on a stingray.
It's just the worst. It scares me to death. I love surfing.
Just wish they could just build like a fence you know, 100 yards out.
Yes.
And nothing can get inside except for the water.
I love surfing and surfers and surf culture and surf movies more than anything in the world. I will sit and watch a surf movie, Ben, for hours. I love it. I'm fascinated by it. I respect them so much. It's so difficult to do. I'm so terrified of it. Beyond terrified of what's in that water.
Welsh Fryer says, San Diego beaches are so fire. Welsh Fryer, you're comparing us to whales.
To whales. But they are great. They're great.
They are great. But your beaches are freezing cold and miserable. Ours are better. They're not quite Hawaii with warm water that's clear and you can actually see what's under. That's also nervous when you can actually see it as well.
What do whales' beaches look like? Just gray.
Rocks and gray. Windy and cold. Water's like 51 degrees or something.
Bleh. All right. Thank you, Bold Rindle.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll come back. Do you want to talk some Padres baseball? Let's open the phone lines here for the rest of the show. 833-288-0973, talking about the weekend that was in Kansas City. Do you think, like the Kansas City Royals do, that the Padres have aura about them? Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Back with more Bennett Woods, at least until I'm replaced by Tommy Pham on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some very surprising and sad news from the sports world, Woods, this morning. Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame offensive lineman Larry Allen died suddenly yesterday while on vacation with his family in Mexico. He was just 52 years old. One of the most dominant offensive linemen to ever play in the NFL. And obviously, being a Texas person.
Yes, a Texas person.
I don't know that I can call you a Texan necessarily. You're just more of a Texas person.
I don't consider myself really a Texan.
But a Texas person. You could be.
I am a Tech. Okay. Yeah, a Texas person.
Yeah, I use that specifically.
Okay.
I didn't really want to call you a Texan.
Yeah, I feel offended.
But a Texas person.
Texas person.
He was an icon, obviously, of that franchise and organization.
He was unreal.
And I remember his pro career. I didn't really remember much about where he came from. And as I'm reading his bio here, unfortunately, his obituary, I grew up in Compton, and I would have never in a million years been able to tell you where Larry Allen played his college football, mostly because they don't have a college football team anymore, I believe. He went to Sonoma State up in Northern California, and he was a second-round draft pick in 1994.
What a find.
And, I mean, what a find.
My God, what a find. Just an incredible...
His feats of strength in the Cowboys weight room were legendary, once bench pressing 700 pounds. 700 makes my, 60 or 70-pound bench press seem a little paltry.
Hold on.
70, I think, is what I did last week.
70.
Well, I mean, I did more reps, you know? More high reps.
Hold on. So, what are we talking here? A bar, that's 45 pounds for the bar.
No, I did the two free weights. The
35
each. Yeah, each. That's 35 each.
70 pounds.
Yeah.
What about if I put you on a...
One in each arm, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Total of 70.
And how many reps did you do?
30.
Well, that's good.
10, 10, 10.
Oh, okay.
Quick rest in between.
Okay. What if I put you on a bench press?
I haven't done a machine in a while.
No, not a machine.
With an actual bar.
The bar is 45.
I haven't done a bar since college.
I couldn't get 700. I probably couldn't get 200. I probably couldn't get it.
No.
I'd need a spotter. A plate on each side is what? That's 90, what? That's 135?
Yeah.
I can do a plate and like a...
Is a plate 45, 45. So 90 plus the bar?
I'll warm up with a plate on each, but I don't do a ton of reps. But I'm not real strong. He did 700 pounds.
700 pounds.
That's incredible. Incredible.
I mean, I don't see a cause of death here yet. Obviously, a lot of NFL players have health challenges later in their life. It's not a profession that necessarily is good for the longevity, whether it be, you know, big, huge guys who have some of those kind of problems, or then there's the concussions and other issues that take place. But very sad and unexpected news.
Well, you know how we do it, Adam.
All right.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace.
Me too.
When already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Yeah, that was a sad one this morning, especially for Cowboys fans, for sure. But yeah, Larry Allen, dead at the age of 52.
I'm 48. I have a physical tomorrow. I'm a wreck. I won't sleep tonight.
Yeah, you get to that point.
It's not fun anymore.
Was it ever fun?
Yeah, when I was young.
Really?
Yeah, not fun, but
it was never fun.
You didn't worry about it.
But yeah, you weren't
not a bit
that concerned.
It's like, bro, you got... Slow down, curtail some of your activities, but you're going to be fine. You're young. Yeah. They don't tell you that anymore. So tomorrow is a big one. Big physical. Yearly physical. I'm a wreck.
Yeah, there's no news is good news, is all you're hoping for at this point.
It's like how, you know, you used to, when you were a kid, you used to like getting mail. You'd love when you got a piece of mail.
That's right.
Now,
yeah,
you're sick to your stomach when you go to the mailbox.
Have you ever go to the mailbox on a non-holiday and it's empty. And it's like, you feel like you won something.
It's like the greatest.
I didn't get a piece of mail today.
I got nothing.
That is fantastic. Not a bill, not a piece of junk mail.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's a great feeling when you get no mail at all.
It's like getting paroled for the day. You have a day pass to just go live your life.
Like you look,
we'll let you out of here.
The box? There's nothing in there?
We'll let you out of here for
fantastic.
The day.
Fantastic.
It's a conjugal visit.
Did someone else go and get it before I came out here? What's going on?
That's the other thing. Did you get the mail? I didn't.
No.
Those of you have nothing. Cause for celebration. No, man. I have a physical after the show tomorrow. I'm sick.
Do you want me to come with you?
Kind of.
Hold your hand?
I kind of would love it. Because I'll just black out whatever
he shot?
Tells
you're not
me.
Like getting shots?
I don't mind getting shots.
That's not the part no, that
just
worries
physical.
You.
It's physical. I just did my blood test. So
fasting?
No, I didn't have to.
Oh.
Told me I didn't have to fast,
wow.
Which was great.
That's nice.
But I, you know, he's going to run all the tests, and you don't know what's in there.
You have to get all the way into like the gown and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You go full Monty.
He may go
inside a little bit.
Potentially.
Inspect.
Yeah. Yeah. Never know.
Actually, I think I had my last physical. I do it around my birthday in November just to keep track. And last time was the first since I had lost all the weight. Got a lot of praise from the doctor. That's always a good feeling. When the doctor is proud of you, I'm like, oh, good work.
Well, I had a streak.
Nice job there.
I had a streak there about, I don't know, I'd call it maybe 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. I wasn't doing all that well. And I feel like I ate Chick-fil-A like 75 times in that span. So I'm sure that's going to be in there. He's going to know. How much Chick-fil-A can you eat? This is, you tested positive for Chick-fil-A. What's your problem, dude? So I'm a wreck. I'm a wreck tomorrow. But I'm a wreck about everything. So hopefully it goes well. All right, one more break. Nobody wanted to talk Padres baseball with
us.
Well,
we can ask.
I guess everybody's happy
here.
With the,
if you are,
the state of the team.
If you're not,
I
mean, we want to hear from you either way. Maybe you are. They've won 8 out of 10 series. They've won 18 of their last 30 or 31 games. If they play like that every month the rest of the year, they will win 92 games. And we will all be very happy with that.
100%.
So maybe there's no reason to be upset at all about the San Diego Padres. Tell us, though. 833-288-0973. Final segment of Ben and Woods. Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's set. Here's the pitch. Lofton swings. Hits it in the air to right field. Fernando backing up, fighting the sun. Getting ready to make the catch. Velasquez tagging. Here's the throw to the plate. No chance. A sack fly for the Royals. They walk it off with a 3-run ninth inning and avoid the sweep here at Kauffman Stadium.
Would you have walked the bases loaded to try to set up a force? Wouldn't have mattered with the sacrifice fly.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think so. I don't think you want to just put the pressure on. Now you have to throw strikes as well.
I simply would have just pitched better.
Maybe if you get the first out, you consider setting up the double play with one out.
Yeah.
To get out of the inning, but with nobody out, I don't think you walk the bases loaded in a situation like that. Looks like we got some people who want to talk some Padres baseball.
I like
it. Going to get out to the phone calls. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair, opening June 7th. The Magic of the Midway, live concerts, and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets now online and learn more on what's happening at sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Let's check traffic and then right out to these full phone lines with Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Guys, getting reports of a possible brush fire north on side of the 805 before Murray Ridge. Some smoke coming from the bushes over the right shoulder. And looks like double trouble on southbound 15 in the Escondido area right before El Norte Parkway. There's a collision blocking the right lane. Then up ahead, just past Via Rancho Parkway, there is a collision over the right shoulder of the HOV lane. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got about 15 minutes left. Let's see how many of these we can run through here in our last segment. Let's go to Celeste in Claremont. Welcome, Celeste. You're on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Oh, wait. I've got to call him. I told Adam I would call Celeste up, and then I didn't. Hi, Celeste. You're on now.
Hold on a second. Wait, don't hang up on me.
I know. That was my bad. You're there. You're there. You're good. You're on.
Hold on. Let me get rid of you guys.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You're great.
Everybody relax for a second. Everybody.
I'm sorry. I thought I had, like, the radio thing on.
It was totally my fault, not yours, Celeste.
Let her ask her question.
Okay. So, I have a question. So, you know, Maura Home, correct?
Yes.
The guy that kind of used to always blow it, but he's doing really well this year. He's doing a lot better.
Perfect.
What do you guys think about him being a possible closer?
I was thinking starter, you were going to say. Closer.
I did too.
Interesting.
I mean, we've got a really good closer.
And then a really good other guy who probably could close.
Now, I think maybe the question is why potentially didn't he try to close it out yesterday? That would have been an option, but...
He did pitch two innings on Saturday,
he
right?
He did.
Yeah.
Pitched two innings on Saturday, so the other reason being is that you're probably going to need him for some potential backup situations this weekend, or this week against the Angels, the first three.
I do feel like the Padres are in if it ain't broke, don't fix it mode with Adrian Morejon.
I agree, man.
He's pitched really well, which has gotten all of us excited about, well, put him in starting rotation and the way he
starts.
Stretch him out a little bit. But the Padres are going, we have waited years to see this.
Yes.
He's throwing well. This is how we're using him. He's coming in like for the fifth and sixth, two inning stretches, maybe three at the most. Why would we do anything different when it's working so well for Adrian Morejon? Now, at some point, maybe they'll be pressed and have no choice but to try him in a different situation.
Yeah, great.
But for now, they seem content to leave Adrian Morejon as the guy who comes in usually after a righty and then, you know, switches around the lineup for the other team to have to face a lefty. And usually will face 7-8 batters and has been getting most of them out. I think he gave up two doubles in the game on Saturday, but stranded both runners. And those were the first two hits he had given up in his last like 10 innings. He had pitched basically a no-hitter for like 8 innings before that in over the course of several outings. So he's thrown very well lately and maybe earning more high leverage situations, if not in the ninth inning. Certainly when they need a big out, you know, at any point in the game.
I would love that. I would love if he was given that opportunity and seized it. That's what I would love more than anything. I mean, just be dominant in an inning, the seventh. What if he became your seventh inning guy, and then you go him, Estrada.
But he seems so effective multiple innings, though.
Exactly
so
right.
He'd be sixth
exactly
and seventh
right.
inning guy.
Yep.
Celeste, thank you for the call. Let's go to Christopher in Escondido. Christopher, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Gentlemen, first of all, thanks for taking my call. Love talking to you folks.
Thank you, buddy.
Woodsy, first, real quick, a shot of apple cider vinegar. As we get older and we still like to enjoy our Chick-fil-A's and our Pizza Hut pizzas, a shot every morning. I will tell you, 3 years ago I started that. I'm a little older than you, and my cholesterol and my blood sugar has reduced significantly. It is a little bit like drinking battery acid. So
pour it
into a cup.
I've had it, and you dilute it a little bit. You know what I started doing is taking the apple cider vinegar gummies. I don't know if it has the same effect, but I take those.
Not as much.
Okay.
If you do a little research, talk to your doctor. The straight apple cider, you know, is just great. Anyway, Padres, maybe it's because the bar set a little bit low after all the expectations of last year. But as I always say, expectations are the thief of joy. I didn't have a whole lot. I didn't know what to expect this year, but I am digging this Padre team. I love the fight. I know a lot of people are making a big deal about the left on base, but when you're getting this many guys on base all the time, mm-hmm. you're not going to come through every time. So I'm not worried. Manny said a couple weeks ago, I'm just happy we have the opportunity with runners on base. So I am totally digging this style. That old style or what was pervasive in baseball, that the analytics, the three solo home runs and 15 strikeouts, it was the most boring style of baseball I've ever seen in my life. So, and I sent you guys a message just a little while ago. I really, this home thing, I think, is absolutely in their heads. I mentioned last year, I remember distinctly, you guys did a spring training interview with Matt Carpenter, and you were asking him about hitting in Petco. And I remember him saying he talked to Manny, and Manny told him early in the season, avoid this alley and that alley, try and hit the ball here. If you're going up there with all that in your head, like Profar is doing this year, and he said it, he's simplified. He's not thinking. He's just seeing the ball and hitting the ball, and the results are there. And I really think that's what the Padres need. And I'll get off and quit rambling and love your show.
Great call, buddy.
Have a great day.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, too. Thanks, Christopher.
Now,
good Padres stuff. But I wanted to, his life advice I thought was very important. Did you hear what he said? He always says, expectations are the thief of joy.
Now, I thought it was comparison as the thief of
joy. I did too, but expectations are like you're only setting yourself up for disappointment if set your expectations too high. When I was in college and I was on the golf team, we had a guy who was a year ahead of me. He's probably the best player on the team, but he would get very frustrated. And for the entire last year, he just kept mantraing, no expectations, no expectations, every time he came to the course. Like, I'm just going to let it unfold, and I'm not going to just get overly disappointed when something bad happens.
Anna says that sometimes when I come out of the shower, which is the weirdest thing. She's chanting it. No expectations. Yeah. No expectations. That's
but
weird.
I think comparison is the thief of joy, but expectations could also be the thief of joy.
I mean, how much joy were we all robbed of last year with our expectations?
And we've had undoubtedly more joy this year.
Unquestionably.
Even though the team is only a few games better than where they were.
Last year almost killed us.
But now I feel like we have much more joy with this year's team.
100%.
Still some frustration, obviously.
Yeah,
Not perfect.
Has there ever been a non-frustrating baseball season for any team? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. So
I mean, the Phillies have played phenomenally. They had a frustrating one last night, lost an extra innings to the St. Louis Cardinals. They had a chance to go for a sweep. Didn't happen.
Yep.
Every team has frustrating moments over a course of a season. Yankees were probably frustrated when the Padres beat them in that last game. They now have the best record in all of baseball.
I couldn't have been. I had them finishing like second, I think, in that division. They've been ungodly. Did you see them against Duvall the other day?
Yeah.
The comeback? Soto bomb. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
We needed all three of those.
Wherever they found him, he's been a good pickup.
Can you
for them.
Imagine if we had a player like Juan Soto in our lineup?
Why don't we ever have guys like
that? God, unbelievable, unbelievable. We needed all those from them. You know, I mean, people were like tweeting like huge Yankee
fans. And we made the point. We made the point. Juan Soto was the Padres' best offensive player last year. Can I give you the numbers here through 61 games?
Please don't do this. You're just going to make people mad.
No, I mean, he's just been better. He's hitting .248. Now he's hitting .322. 10 home runs, 17. 27 ribbies, 53. 53 runs batted in.
He's going to get 160 this year.
53. Runs scored, 32 last year. 46 this year. Hits, 51. 75. He actually has four fewer doubles this year for the Yankees. That's because all those doubles go over the wall at Yankee Stadium.
How about walks, Benny?
Walks. 56 last year, only 40 this year.
Embarrassing.
Swinging
the Yankees,
the bat,
to be honest.
His OPS was .877. It's now .1031. Not mad about
53
it.
53 stakes already for that dude. June 2nd.
Crazy.
It's unreal.
Let's go to Oscar up at Camp Pendleton. Oscar, welcome to Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah,
no worries.
You know, last Wednesday I went to the Marlins game, and I was bummed out how ugly that went. And that Thursday I was like,
because you had expectations,
I mean, who we got
didn't
next?
You?
We got the Royals. But I was looking at stats. We're better off. We're better off out of way, and they're good at home. So I was like, I was wondering how that was going to play out. And then to see that we won the first game on Friday and Saturday, I was like, man, we're good. I'm loving this squad. So, I mean, in your guys' perspective, are we hoping for a wild card? Do we want to go on the road and playoffs? Because I don't think we could do good here.
Yes.
At home.
I'm absolutely hoping they play as few. If they make the playoffs, hoping they play.
Really?
Yeah.
So the three wild cards. Remember, the first wild card team actually hosts the second wild card team.
The first one.
For the number one wild card team. So right now, obviously a long way to go. Padres would go to Atlanta and play three games against the Braves.
Yeah, done.
You wouldn't rather host those three games?
No.
You'd rather go on the road?
Correct. Have you seen our road and home splits?
I do.
Today, you're asking me. Now, you're making the assumption the playoffs start today. So I'm going to make the assumption that nothing changes and that we go to Atlanta and win 2 out of 3.
But, I mean, if it comes down to the last game of the season, I don't think you tank it to make sure you go on
you
the
don't
road
tank it, but crap,
instead of playing
dude.
At home the last three games. That's kind of what Oscar was suggesting.
What like, other fan
if you
base,
get close and you might actually have to play home games in the playoff, you should tank your last two or three to make sure you're playing on the road.
Let's put it this way. Unless something drastically changes with this team at home, I'm fine playing on the road because they have played really well.
They have played well on the road. I would rather see another team have to come into a hostile Petco Park for three games and face that Padres crowd in the postseason like the one we saw in 2022. that the Dodgers couldn't win a game at Petco Park.
Awesome.
I would rather see then again have to go on the road. Now, the Padres went to New York and won 2 out of 3 against the Mets that season. But then they came back and they won, they won the 2 against the Dodgers. And what did they split against the Phillies, the 2, and then they lost the 3
yep.
in Philadelphia to get eliminated in the National League Championship Series.
Yep.
Plus, from a selfish perspective, don't you want to attend and go to home yes. playoff games?
No, I like watching on TV, as you know.
From a revenue perspective, better for the Padres
yep.
to get home playoff
True.
Games than have them all be on the road. Of course, you want the goal here is to get playoff games and hopefully as many at home as possible.
Sure.
And keep advancing to further rounds.
I don't know about you guys. I'd rather just win games. So let's play on the road for the rest of the year. They are so good away from Petco Park. And again, unless something dramatically changes. And they got some work to do. They got some work to do in that department. What's their record at home?
Record at home is going to be under 500 for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a few under 500, isn't it?
They are currently 13-19
I was just
at home.
Say that 13-19,
19-11 on the road.
They can win 6 straight at home, and they're 500.
Now they've played some good teams at home.
They absolutely
they've played
have.
The Phillies,
Phillies
they
the
played
Yankees.
The Yankees,
yep.
they played the Dodgers.
Yep.
They did win that series.
Yep.
Played the Cubs. They played a lot of good teams at home. That's changing over the next couple of weeks. The next homestand.
Let's get it going now.
Which is very clever. They called it "Bring Your A Game" because it's the Diamondbacks and the A's, who both have A logos for the next homestand.
I like that.
And you're playing your next 4 series, Angels, Diamondbacks, A's, and Mets, against teams with losing records. It's the longest, by far, the longest stretch of games the Padres have had this year against teams with losing records. Does that mean they're going to go 10-3? No. Would you like them to, though? That would be fantastic. If they could go, 7-6 doesn't feel like
it
nearly good
does
enough.
Not feel nearly.
8-5 is not bad, but you're hoping
looking
for
9-4
yep. or 10-3
yep.
is what you're looking for these next 13 games. It starts tonight.
1-0. Let's go 1-0.
And by the way, tonight is no gimme. Even though the Angels are the worst home team in baseball, they're throwing a tough lefty on the mound, and the tough lefties have continued to give the Padres fits. Tyler Anderson is 5-5 with a 2.47 ERA. Remember, he was on the Dodgers, and now he's on the Angels. Matt Waldron coming off a really good start last Tuesday. Really fantastic start against the Marlins. Will be on the mound for the Padres at 6:38 tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. Sammy Levitt with your EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 5:38. The Angels have lost 5 in a row. They just got swept by the Mariners up in Seattle. I think they've lost like 8 of 9. They're not playing well. They don't have any superstars left. They are a team ripe for the taking. Now, you can take 2 out of 3, and Mike Schilt can say, we're happy with that.
That would be what? How many series?
9 out of 11 if they take 2 out of 3. But I guarantee you, we'll be sitting here on Thursday morning, probably going, yeah, but it would have been nice to sweep that team yeah. and not just take 2 out of 3. Can't win the series, and you can't sweep the series unless you win the first one, though.
Want to know, baby.
This is the one, to me, this is the game, the pivotal game of the series.
And we get Wash content. Which is never bad. It's never bad to get Wash content.
I flipped on Moneyball this weekend again.
So good. It's incredibly hard. Incredibly. I wish so much that they were playing better. I just hope it doesn't start now because I do love
Wash. I stayed for the closing credits.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Miguel Tejada was played by Royce Clayton.
I did not know that either.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think that's what it said in the credits.
God, that's amazing. All right, guys. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for the calls. Adam, thank you for sitting in for Paulie. We'll have Italian Paul, Frank Marchese.
Great job, Bald Rindle.
With us tomorrow. And then Paulie will be back on Wednesday. Andy and Elston are coming up next for Woodsy. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Here's set. Here's the pitch. Lofton swings, hits it in the air to right field. Fernando backing up, fighting the sun, getting ready to make the catch. Velasquez tagging. Here's the throw to the plate. No chance. A sack fly for the Royals. They walk it off with a 3-run ninth inning and avoid the sweep here at Kauffman Stadium.
Would you have walked the bases loaded to try to set up a force? Wouldn't it matter with the sacrifice fly?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think so. I don't think you want to just put the pressure on. Now you have to throw strikes as well.
I simply would have just pitched better.
Maybe if you get the first out, you consider setting up the double play with one out.
Yeah.
To get out of the inning, but with nobody out, I don't think you walk the bases loaded in a situation like that. Looks like we got some people who want to talk some Padres baseball. Going to get out to the phone calls. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair, opening June 7th. The Magic of the Midway, live concerts, and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets now online and learn more on what's happening at sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Let's check traffic and then right out to these full phone lines with Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danick.
Guys, getting reports of a possible brush fire north on side of the 805 before Murray Ridge. Some smoke coming from the bushes over the right shoulder. And looks like double trouble on southbound 15 in the Escondido area right before El Norte Parkway. There's a collision blocking the right lane. Then up ahead, just past Villa Rancho Parkway, there is a collision over the right shoulder of the HOV lane. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got about 15 minutes left. Let's see how many of these we can run through here in our last segment. Let's go to Celeste in Claremont. Welcome, Celeste. You're on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Oh, wait, I've got to call him. I told Adam I would call Celeste up, and then I didn't. Hi, Celeste. You're on now.
Hold on a second. Wait, don't hang up on me.
I know. That was my bad. You're there. You're there. You're good. You're on.
Hold on. Let me get rid of you guys.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're great.
Everybody relax for a second. Everybody.
I'm sorry. I thought I had, like, the radio thing
on. It was totally my fault, not yours, Celeste.
Let her ask her question.
Okay. So I have a question. So, you know, Morihone, correct?
Yes.
The guy that kind of used to always blow it, but he's doing really well this year. He's doing a lot better.
Perfect.
What do you guys think about him being a possible closer?
Oh, so I was thinking starter, you were going to say. Closer.
I did too.
Interesting.
I mean, we've got a really good closer.
And then a really good other guy who probably could close.
Now, I think maybe the question is why potentially didn't he try to close it out yesterday? That would have been an option, but
he did pitch two innings on Saturday,
Pitched two innings on Saturday. So the other reason being is that you're probably going to need him for some potential backup situations this week against the Angels, the first three.
I do feel like the Padres are in if it ain't broke, don't fix it mode with Adrian Morihone.
I agree, man.
He's pitched really well, which has gotten all of us excited about. Well, put him in, you know, starting rotation and the way he's
start.
Stretch him out a little bit. But the Padres are going, we have waited years to see this.
Yes.
He's throwing well. This is how we're using him. He's coming in, like, for the fifth and sixth, two-inning stretches, maybe three at the most. Why would we do anything different when it's working so well for Adrian Morihone? Now, at some point, maybe they'll be pressed and have no choice but to try him in a different situation.
Yeah, great.
But for now, they seem content to leave Adrian Morihone as the guy who comes in usually after a righty and then, you know, switches around the lineup for the other team to have to face a lefty and usually will face 7-8 batters and has been getting most of them out. I think he gave up two doubles in the game on Saturday, but stranded both runners. And those were the first two hits he had given up in his last, like, 10 innings. He had pitched basically a no-hitter for like 8 innings before that in over the course of several outings. So he's thrown very well lately and maybe earning more high leverage situations, if not in the ninth inning, certainly when they need a big out, you know, at any point in the game.
I would love that. I would love if he was given that opportunity and seized it. That's what I would love more than anything. I mean, just be dominant in an inning, the seventh. What if he became your seventh inning guy, and then you go him, Estrada.
But he seems so effective multiple innings, though.
Exactly
so
right.
He'd be sixth
exactly
and seventh
right.
inning guy.
Yep.
Celeste, thank you for the call. Let's go to Christopher in Escondido. Christopher, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Gentlemen, first of all, thanks for taking my call. Love talking to you folks.
Thank you, buddy.
Woodsy, first, real quick, a shot of apple cider vinegar. As we get older and we still like to enjoy our Chick-fil-A's and our Pizza Hut pizzas, a shot every morning. I will tell you, 3 years ago I started that. I'm a little older than you, and my cholesterol and my blood sugar has reduced significantly. It is a little bit like drinking battery acid. So
pour it
into a cup.
I've had it, and you dilute it a little bit. You know what I started doing is taking the apple cider vinegar gummies. I don't know if it has the same effect, but I take those.
Not as much.
Okay.
If you do a little research, talk to your doctor. The straight apple cider, you know, is just great. Anyway, Padres, maybe it's because the bar set a little bit low after all the expectations of last year, but as I always say, expectations are the thief of joy. I didn't have a whole lot. I didn't know what to expect this year, but I am digging this Padre team. I love the fight. I know a lot of people are making a big deal about the left on base, but when you're getting this many guys on base all the time, mm-hmm. you're not going to come through every time. So I'm not worried. Manny said a couple weeks ago, I'm just happy we have the opportunity with runners on base. So I am totally digging this style. That old style or what was pervasive in baseball, that the analytics, you know, the three solo home runs and 15 strikeouts, it was the most boring style of baseball I've ever seen in my life. So, and I sent you guys a message just a little while ago. I really, this home thing, I think, is absolutely in their heads. I mentioned last year, I remember distinctly, you guys did a spring training interview with Matt Carpenter, and you were asking him about hitting in Petco. And I remember him saying he talked to Manny, and Manny told him early in the season, avoid this alley and that alley, yeah. try and hit the ball here. And if you're going up there with that all that in your head, like Profar is doing this year, and he said it, he's simplified. He's not thinking. He's just seeing the ball and hitting the ball, and the results are there. And I really think that's what the Padres need. And I'll get off and quit rambling and love your show.
Great call, buddy.
Have a great day.
Thank you, man. You too.
Thanks, Christopher. Now, good Padres stuff. But I wanted to, his life advice I thought was very important. Did you hear what he said? He always says, expectations are the thief of joy.
Now, I thought it was comparison as the thief of joy.
I did too, but expectations are like, you're only setting yourself up for disappointment if set your expectations too high. When I was in college and I was on the golf team, we had a guy who was a year ahead of me. He's probably the best player on the team, but he would get very frustrated. And for the entire last year, he just kept mantraing, no expectations, no expectations, every time he came to the course. Like, I'm just going to let it unfold, and I'm not going to just get overly disappointed when something bad happens.
Hannah says that sometimes when I come out of the shower, which is the weirdest thing. She's chanting it. No expectations. Yeah. No expectations. That's
but
weird.
I think comparison is the thief of joy, but mm-hmm. expectations could also be the thief of joy.
I mean, how much joy were we all robbed of last year with our expectations?
And we've had undoubtedly more joy this year.
Unquestionably.
Even though the team is only a few games better than where they were.
Last year almost killed us.
But now I feel like we have much more joy with this year's team.
100%.
Still some frustration, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Not perfect.
Has there ever been a non-frustrating baseball season for any team? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. So
I mean, the Phillies have played phenomenally. They had a frustrating one last night.
Yep.
Lost an extra innings to the St. Louis Cardinals. They had a chance to go for a sweep. Didn't happen.
Yep.
Every team has frustrating moments over a course of a season. Yankees were probably frustrated when the Padres beat them in that last game. They now have the best record in all of baseball.
I couldn't have been. I had them finishing like second, I think, in that division. They've been ungodly. Did you see them against Duvall the other day?
Yeah.
The comeback? Soto bomb. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
We needed all three of those.
Wherever they found him, he's been a good pickup.
Can you
for them.
Imagine if we had a player like Juan Soto in our lineup?
Why don't we ever have guys like
God,
that?
God, unbelievable, unbelievable. We needed all those from them. You know, I mean, people were like tweeting like huge Yankees.
And we made the point. We made the point. Juan Soto was the Padres' best offensive player last year. Can I give you the numbers here through 61 games?
Please don't do this. You're just going to make people mad.
No, I mean, he's just been better. He's hitting .248. Now he's hitting .322. 10 home runs, 17. 27 ribbies, 53. 53 runs batted in.
He's going to get 160 this year.
53. Runs scored, 32 last year. 46 this year. Hits, 51. 75. He actually has four fewer doubles this year for the Yankees. That's because all those doubles go over the wall at Yankee Stadium.
How about walks, Benny?
Walks. 56 last year, only 40 this year.
Embarrassing
swinging
for the Yankees,
the bat,
to be honest.
His OPS was .877. It's now .1031. Not mad about
53
it.
53 stakes already for that dude. June 2nd.
Crazy.
It's unreal.
Let's go to Oscar up at Camp Pendleton. Oscar, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah,
no worries.
You know, last Wednesday I went to the Marlins game, and I was bummed out how ugly that went. And that Thursday I was like,
because you had expectations, I mean,
who we got
didn't
next?
You?
We got the Royals. But I was looking at stats. We're better off. We're better off out of way, and they're good at home. So I was like, I was wondering how that was going to play out. And then to see that we won the first game on Friday and Saturday, I was like, man, we're good. I'm loving this squad. So, I mean, in your guys' perspective, are we hoping for a wild card?
do we want to go on the road and playoffs? Because I don't think we could do good here.
Yes.
At home.
I'm absolutely hoping they play as few. If they make the playoffs, hoping they play.
Really?
Yeah.
So the three wild cards, remember, the first wild card team actually hosts the second wild card team. For the number one wild card team. So right now, obviously, a long way to go. Padres would go to Atlanta and play three games against the Braves.
Yeah,
you wouldn't rather host those three games?
No.
You'd rather go on the road?
Correct. Have you seen our road and home splits? Today, you're asking me. Now, you're making the assumption the playoffs start today. So I'm going to make the assumption that nothing changes and that we go to Atlanta and win 2 out of 3.
But, I mean, if it comes down to the last game of the season, I don't think you tank it to make sure you go on the road.
No, you don't tank it, but crap,
instead of playing
dude.
At home the last three games. That's kind of what Oscar was suggesting.
What other fan base?
If you get close and you might actually have to play home games in the playoff, you should tank your last two or three to make sure you're playing on the road.
Let's put it this way. Unless something drastically changes with this team at home, I'm fine playing on the road
have played well on the road. I would rather see another team have to come into a hostile Petco Park for three games and face that Padres crowd in the postseason like the one we saw in 2022 that the Dodgers couldn't win a game at Petco Park.
Awesome.
I would rather see than again have to go on the road. Now, the Padres went to New York and won 2 out of 3 against the Mets that season. But then they came back and they won. They won the two against the Dodgers, and what did they split against the Phillies? The two, and then they lost the three in Philadelphia to get eliminated in the National League Championship Series.
Yep.
Plus, from a selfish perspective, don't you want to attend and go to home playoff games?
No, I like watching on TV, as you know.
From a revenue perspective, better for the Padres to get home playoff games than have them all be on the road. Of course, you want. The goal here is to get playoff games and hopefully as many at home as possible.
Sure.
And keep advancing to further rounds.
I don't know about you guys. I'd rather just win games. So let's play on the road for the rest of the year. They are so good away from Petco Park. And again, unless something dramatically changes. And they got some work to do. They got some work to do in that department. What's their record at home?
Record at home is going to be under 500 for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a few under 500, isn't it?
They are currently 13-19
I was just
at home.
Say that 13-19,
19-11 on the road.
They can win 6 straight at home, and they're 500.
Now they've played some good teams at home.
They absolutely
have. They played
the Phillies.
They played the Yankees. Yep. They played the Dodgers.
Yep.
They did win that series.
Yep.
Played the Cubs. They played a lot of good teams at home. That's changing over the next couple of weeks. The next homestand.
Let's get it going now.
Which is very clever. They called it Bring Your A Game because it's the Diamondbacks and the A's who both have A logos for the next homestand.
I like that.
And you're playing your next four series, Angels, Diamondbacks, A's, and Mets, against teams with losing records. It's the longest, by far, the longest stretch of games the Padres have had this year against teams with losing records. Does that mean they're going to go 10-3? No. Would you like them to, though? That would be fantastic. If they could go, I mean, at least, I mean, 7-6 doesn't feel like nearly good enough.
It does not feel nearly good.
8-5 is not bad, but you're really, you're hoping for 9-4 or 10-3 is what you're looking for these next 13 games. It starts tonight.
1-0. Let's go 1-0.
And by the way, tonight is no gimme. Even though the Angels are the worst home team in baseball, they're throwing a tough lefty on the mound. And the tough lefties have continued to give the Padres fits. Tyler Anderson is 5-5 with a 2.47 ERA. Remember, he was on the Dodgers, and now he's on the Angels. Matt Waldron coming off a really good start last Tuesday. Really fantastic start against the Marlins. Will be on the mound for the Padres at 6:38 tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. Sammy Levitt with your EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 5:38. The Angels have lost 5 in a row. They just got swept by the Mariners up in Seattle. I think they've lost like 8 of 9. They're not playing well. They don't have any superstars left. They are a team ripe for the taking. Now, you can take 2 out of 3, and Mike Schilt can say, we're happy with that.
That would be what? How many series?
9 out of 11 if they take 2 out of 3. But I guarantee you, we'll be sitting here on Thursday morning, probably going, yeah, but it would have been nice to sweep that team and not just take 2 out of 3. Can't win the series, and you can't sweep the series unless you win the first one.
Want to know, baby.
This is the one, to me, this is the game, the pivotal game of the series.
And we get wash content.
which is never bad. It's never bad to get Wash content.
I flipped on Moneyball this weekend again.
So good. It's incredibly hard. Incredibly. I wish so much that they were playing better. I just hope it doesn't start now, because I do love
Wash. I stayed for the closing credits.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Miguel Tejada was played by Royce Clayton.
I did not know that either.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think that's what it said in the credits.
God, that's amazing. All right, guys. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for the calls. Adam, thank you for sitting in for Paulie. We'll have Italian Paul, Frank Marchese.
Great job, Bald Rindle.
With us tomorrow. And then Paulie will be back on Wednesday. Andy and Elston are coming up next for Woodsy. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.